One concern of the OAS is member nation Haiti. More than a year after the ouster of President Jean-Bertrand Aristide, the country remains awash with guns. Disarming Haitians is an urgent mandate of the UN peacekeeping force there, but it's proving difficult. Cities and towns throughout the Caribbean nation remain under the control of armed gangs, and violence is getting worse ahead of national elections planned for November. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports.
Clinging to a hillside with views of Port-au-Prince's harbor, the neighborhood of Carrefour Foy wasn't always this quiet. As in other places in Haiti, armed groups held sway here until the United Nations Development Program introduced an initiative that has had some limited success in weaning people from their weapons. Gerald Fevrier is a resident who took part in the project. Only a couple dozen guns were handed in, but he says violence was reduced.
Things have changed a lot. I see the area in a totally different way. I've become an agent for development. Every time a fight breaks out in the neighborhood, with the structure that we've put in the neighborhood, we go and talk to them and tell them how they must live together.
Under the UNDP program, local leaders like Fevrier acted as the head of neighborhood watches and helped with weapons hand-ins. Those people who gave in their guns were rewarded with help in opening small businesses and more diffuse aid to the community at large. MINUSTAH, the United Nations Stabilization Mission, has now taken over the overall disarmament, demobilization, and rehabilitation effort, and it signed an agreement with the interim Haitian government. The Carrefour Foy project is being used as a pilot for what is hoped will be a model that can be copied across the nation. But it won't be easy. Disarmament in Haiti in the past has met with little success. Des Molloy is the head of the UN's DDR program in Haiti. Before this, he worked in Sierra Leone. He says the environment here is even more challenging.
Traditionally, you have 10 to 15% of society in Haiti who govern and rule Haiti and who take the benefit from the country. You have 85% of the population who are invisible and voiceless, and the people who are in power have nothing much to gain from the success of the mission or the success of a DDR program. We see people in power still manipulating, mobilizing, and funding armed groups to their own end.
In Haiti, armed groups and politics are intertwined, and Molloy says the challenges to disarmament will only increase in advance of the November elections.
The environment is deteriorating from a security point of view. Kidnapping is increasing, and people feel motivated to hold on to their weapons.
The Small Arms Survey, an independent research group located in Geneva, in a report commissioned by the Swiss Foreign Office, estimated that 700 people have been killed in violence between September 2003 and December 2004. It found that 3 to 4 times that many have been wounded. The April report said that armed groups also appear to control security in significant areas of the country. The disarmament program is targeting 2,000 ex-military who are scattered around Haiti and 6,000 gang members. All have competing agendas and different aims. The demobilization and rehabilitation part of it will mean that they'll have to be offered incentives to give up their guns, and they'll have to be given alternative livelihoods. Human rights groups worry, for example, that members of the former military who've committed abuses will be incorporated into the security services, something which has happened, they say, in the past. But putting the guns beyond use is the primary goal. And among those who hold the weapons, the UN peacekeeping forces and the Haitian government are not necessarily viewed as impartial actors. The Haitian police, who frequently go on raids with MINUSTAH forces, are accused of gross human rights violations, among them rapes, illegal detentions and killings in areas like Cité Soleil, where support for exiled leader Jean-Bertrand Aristide is strongest. On a recent visit to Cité Soleil, Jeannette Joseph, a 55-year-old stallholder, spoke of the despair of the people there and their mistrust of the present interim government.
We don't have peace in Cité Soleil, and I'm wondering, does the government want to eliminate Cité Soleil? Because apart from here, we don't have anywhere else to live. This is where we have our children, and the children cannot go to school. They don't have security. There are bullets in our body every day. So I'm asking, does the government want to eliminate Cité Soleil today?
Des Molloy admits that the most important first step in DDR is to gain people's trust.
We have to disarm the minds before we can disarm people physically. The conditions are that people do not wish to disarm at the moment. They are afraid, they are uncertain, and when there's uncertainty, people stash their weapons for a rainy day.
And that rainy day could be the upcoming elections, when Haiti's familiar but lethal cocktail of politics, fear, and guns may collide. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News.